Okay, and we're coming into the third hour, and we're with Deborah Tavares, so we go straight back to, and she'll be finished in 10 or 15 minutes. We won't play the second one-hour one, it's too long today, but we're just Deborah Tavares finishing off some very good stuff on earthquakes, EMP, and 5G, and we'll go back to that now, okay?
...up everywhere, because somebody, if they wanted to, could use them for other effects, and they are. They're doing that now. The system is up and running. Years ago, our government said to its scientists, when it comes to microwaves, you will only talk about things to do with heat. That's it. Only to talk about heat. So they won't even discuss anything else other than heat. They will deny anything that doesn't have anything to do with heat. They even deny all their 40 years of research leading up to this, although they've said that this heat can cause cancer and all the damage, they say, no, it can't. We're only looking at heat, and that's all that matters is heat. So, he said, for the last 40 years, the English government has been lying to the people, and the American, Canadian, and Australian governments and other global governments have been lying to its people. They have been lying to protect industry and to protect their profits. So they're really liars, and it's provable, sanctioned by the World Health Organization. Without a shadow of a doubt, it is the same people that sit on the ICNAP certificate, they sit on our government's health protection agencies, and they sit on the World Health Organization. It's all the same people. There are probably no more than 20 people that control everything. But yes, they're going to, in my opinion, commit the worst genocide this planet has ever known. Not just people, but animals and plants. They are probably going to use more destruction and cause more destruction than a global war. And in several hundred years' time, people will look back, whoever is able to survive, and look at what we tried to do to stop them. That's why we're working hard to get this information out, because we're being now rolled over by 5G. And this is off the IEEE website. It's everything you need to know about 5G. And this is how they sell it. Today's mobile users want faster data speeds and more reliable service. The next generation of wireless networks, 5G, promises to deliver just that and so much more. The 5G users should be able to download a high-definition film in under a second, a task that takes 10 minutes on 4G now. And wireless engineers say these networks will boost the development of other new technologies, too, such as autonomous vehicles, virtual reality, and the Internet of Things. If all goes well, the telecommunication companies hope to debut this new commercial 5G network in the early 2020s. But right now, the 5G is still in the planning stages. It's not. They're getting ready to roll it out. They tell us that companies and industry groups are working together to figure out exactly what it will look like. But we all agree on one matter. As the number of mobile users and their demand for data rises, 5G must handle far more traffic at much higher speeds than the base stations that make up today's cellular networks. To achieve this, the engineers are going to be designing a suite of brand new technologies, and together these technologies will deliver data with less than a million millisecond of delay compared to about 70 milliseconds today. They go on to tell us that today's wireless networks have to run, and they've run into a problem because many people and devices are consuming more data than ever before, but it remains crammed on the same band as the radio frequency spectrum. One way to get around that problem is to simply transmit signals in a whole new swath of spectrum, one that has never been used before by mobile services. That's why providers are experimenting with broadband broadcasting, which uses higher frequencies than the radio waves that have long since been used. They go on to say, until now, the operators of satellites and radar stations use these waves for real-world applications. And by using millimeter waves to connect mobile users with nearby base stations, This is an entirely new approach. Remember, these are military frequencies. These are not frequencies that we can survive in. They say there is a major drawback to millimeter waves, though. They can't really travel through buildings or obstacles and can be absorbed by foliage and rain. Remember that. These waves can be absorbed by foliage and rain. What are we being told to do? We're in a drought. We are being told we have a water shortage. Eliminate your foliage. Okay? PG&E, the reason that I believe that PG&E is allowing the explanation that they've put out that some of the fires were indeed caused by their lack of trimming the foliage, they've admitted this. You have to wonder, why would Rothschild lead these lawsuits in that direction? For several reasons. First of all, he doesn't want to be caught controlling the weather, which he owns Weather Central, and Rothschild has pulled weather permits, cloud seeding, all over Northern California. You can look that up yourself. In fact, in the YouTube, the plan to burn up Northern California, you will see those permits and that information. So it can't go through foliage. Another thing, too, this is radically a different network structure and should provide more targeted and effective use of the spectrum. They're going to be implementing and deploying small cells. They are portable and miniature base stations, and they are going to be placed about 850 feet apart throughout all of our cities. 850 feet apart in all of our cities to prevent the signals from being dropped so we don't complain about dropped calls. They go on to say that the carriers will install thousands of these stations in every city to form a dense network that acts like a relay team, receiving signals from other base stations and sending data to users at any location. While traditional cell networks have also come to rely on increasing number of base stations, achieving 5G performance will require an even greater infrastructure. And luckily, these antennas on small cells can be much smaller than traditional antennas. If they are transmitting tiny millimeters, the size difference makes it easier to stick on cell towers, light poles, and atop buildings. This is the 5G. This is what's coming in. I will. I'm just going to talk about one more thing. And I'll just breach it, just discuss it slightly, because I think it is so, so critical. It's the new biometric ID. It's ID 2020. And it is a global plan of biometrically implanting every single person on the planet. Now, when we attended the IEEE meeting that I was telling you about, we were told during that meeting that every single thing on the planet, manufactured goods, as well as animals, plants, and people, would all be tagged with ID chips. It would trace the beginning of the manufacturing to end use. In the biometric implanting that they're starting now, it is going to track birth to death of all people globally. Bill and Melinda Gates are backing it because they will require our national ID cards to show that we've been vaccinated. They're telling us that we need these cards because it's dangerous to be invisible. You could be scooped up in some kind of trafficking event. We're being trafficked right now.
Yeah.
And so they're telling us this is a good thing to do because with these cards we can vote. There is no such thing as voting. We don't have a government that we are voting in. When we went to Washington, D.C., Lou and I, with Eagle Forum a few years ago, we passed out smart meter information and the weather modification information. We walked for days to all of the congressional buildings and offices. We even went to the Department of Energy and gave information to John Upton, who was the director at the Department of Energy at the time. It was silent. It was as though we were never there. They are crisis actors. These are political actors. They don't serve us. They run around taking money, defrauding us, working with the international bankers, and funneling money out of every single city and county nationwide through CAFR. And I cannot tell you how corrupt, how black, and horrible this is for all of us. And I want to end with this. Just because many of you may or may not know about this situation, and you need to if you don't. There is what is called now a global community of targeted individuals. It's a deep black state targeting controlled ground network and satellite-based network, and also directed energy weapons that aim and direct frequencies and terrorize millions of people, not only in the United States, but abroad. So I want you to all type in targeted individuals. If you've never heard of it before, you need to know. I know many targeted individuals that are hit with directed energy weapons, and their lives are unmanageably torturous and cruel. They can now, they can control your brain. This is what it's all about. They're feeding these people in to the hive mind. It's a hive mind. It's a one world government. It's a one world bank. It's a one world religion. And it's a one world brain. That's where we are going. So to end it on a bit of a happier note, because I will tell you, we do have to have and find our faith. And we do have to pray. And we do have to live one day at a time. We have to find love and joy as best we can in this world of increasingly darkness that we see mounting all around us. We have to come together in groups like this so we can support one another with the things that we're finding. I can tell you that I just got back on the radio last week. I was gone for 2.5 years because we were so heavily targeted. We were so heavily targeted. My family has been very heavily targeted. And I won't go into the detail of that, but I want you to understand what targeting is by doing some research yourselves. In asking these targeted individuals how we can best help them, they say, understand this is real. Understand that the people that are hearing voices in their head, and we're thinking that they're nuts, and they should go into a mental hospital and be psychologically traumatized with drugs and detained because they're classified as mentally ill. Most of them are not. They're targeted. And they're driving around from city to city living in vans because they can't rent. They can't hold a job. When anyone does a rental application for these people, it will come up that they're on a special list and they're not to be given any rental housing. This is huge, this is real, and this is increasingly happening to more and more people. We are all going to be targeted. We are already being targeted. Look at the disinfo information that we've already been led to believe. Look at the lies that we believe. And I will end on this. The speech from John F. Kennedy. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night, fires, directed energy weapons at night, okay? Instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit and highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. He warned us. We were warned. We didn't understand what this meant. And the enormity that we are in literally, we are in some of the final hours. So thank you very, very much.
Okay. Very good. Wow. Does anybody want to write a screenplay for a nightmare? This is it. But that's one of Deborah Tavares' best speeches. And if you go on to YouTube and type in Deborah Tavares, that'll do it. It'll pull up a stream of her lectures and interviews, etc. One she did on RBN here, that's up there as well. She was on here twice at least. And she's coming back on soon, but she's in high demand. And she's talking about being on Jeff Rentz's program for a while, but her attitude now is she just wants to do her own radio program. She just wants access to a wide variety of outlets, and RBN is one of those, to come on and update people on broadcasts and tell people what's going on and what they can do to stop it, meaning they have to wake up and, as they say, begin. It's a gargantuan problem. But to make alliances with people, number one, study what's going on and handpick people and move against these politicians who were bought and paid for scum. She referred to Jerry Brown there. That's really one of the most vile creatures on the planet, what he has done to California. But the liberal lefty communitarianism, as the Malarkin text calls them, socialists, communists, new age freaks, they just lap this up. They just delete the things they don't want to do. And there's a very good interview I was looking at last night. He's a pretty strong guy, Rod Little. He was a BBC producer for years and years and years, and he finally left the BBC. But he was describing how insane it is working for the BBC. Their quotas and political correctness has just crippled journalism. And there was a survey done this week, this month, at the Institute of Economic Affairs, a fairly good organization, which surveyed the BBC for the entire duration of this Brexit carry-on, which is deadly serious. We want to get the hell out of the European Union. It's part of world government. And on the BBC Question Time program, that's an open-form question time for an audience, and a panel, it's on for a quarter of an hour once a week, used to be chaired by David Dimbley. It's been running for 40 years. They analysed that program over several years, and especially during the Brexit campaign 3 years, and 67% of the guests were pro-Remainers. 67%, 33 Brexiteers. This is a public entity, a broadcasting operation, not a commercial station. There's no advertising on the BBC. We pay a license fee to make it independent. That's the real reason, and we're all supposed to be shareholders on the BBC, including myself, with a humble TV license. But 67% versus 33, that's the bias of the BBC. And they're building the narrative into cookery programs even. And they're saying, despite Brexit and despite that. And the key broadcasters, they're all hunkered down, the current affairs people. But the three vile creatures I've named them before, there have to be women. I'm not anti-women in any profession whatsoever. But the key leader is Laura Koonsberg, Emily Maitlis, who's now anchors Newsnight, and Joe Coburn, and there's a few others as well, who are absolutely vile Remainers, and they're fronting these programs. There's a few who don't take sides in it, like Simon McCoy, who does the evening program, Afternoon Live. That's the running BBC News channel. It used to be called BBC News 24, it's now called just BBC News. It runs 24/7, and it's got individual programs on it. And they have a program on a Saturday, which I was watching this morning, Dateline London, foreign correspondents from all over the world who live in London. There's usually four of them on. But the stuff they put out today, and they were singing the praises of John McCain. One of them said about Trump was wrong to attack John McCain. They know nothing about John McCain, and he's saying the highly decorated, respected Senator John McCain. Can you believe it? Anyway, we're going to the first break of the third hour, and we should be back shortly. We'll continue on, okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the first break of the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we were listening there to an outstanding public meeting speech that Deborah Tavares gave in California in the last year. And it's nightmarish, but it's the truth, the absolute unabashed truth. So the media be attacking and just trying to destroy truth and information. And then to we're heading towards being wiped out completely, and all the animals of the earth and insects and food supply being wiped out as well by these insane, psychopathic globalists. That's what the last first 2 hours of this program and usually is about. That's what we do. And this is I'm at this 10, 12, 15 hours a day, and most people would. Not claiming I'm anything, I'm peculiar in makeup, but most people would buckle if they did 5-8 hours with me on the stuff I absorb every day and store and file. I have 23 fantastic sources sending me in. It's a bit overpowering. It stops me getting a lot of work done, but I have no end of material for this program. I will never, never, never run out of material, never run to a thin edge, I can tell you that. But it's just on this part of the program every week, if we don't have a guest, I'm going to. Okay, I'm doing it only the last half hour, but it'll be mostly an hour. We'll I have a massive stockpile of the fantastic advice on nutrients and food from Natural News. And Isabel Z is stating this piece, "Spice beats chemotherapy. Study reveals turmeric is most effective at killing cancer cells than chemo radiation," right? Can I read countless of articles, even in the Daily Mail, where chemo is a deadly thing. It absolutely wipes you out eventually. They said, "The mere mention of cancer strikes fear into the hearts of many people, and rightfully so. Having certain types of cancer often means you'll be facing years of brutal treatments, if you're lucky enough to live that long. Though it's hard to imagine the disease could one day be considered non-threatening, the way that many of the illnesses that used to kill people hundreds of years ago are viewed now. Scientific breakthrough like the recent study exploring turmeric's effect on cancer cells are starting to give patients some hope. The ancient Indian spice has been the subject of many studies in recent years as it continues to demonstrate its strength when it comes to fighting and preventing a host of diseases. Its inflammation-fighting properties are already well documented, and now a study published in Anti-Cancer Research publication provides a comprehensive view of how the primary polyphenol in turmeric extract can selectively kill cancer stem cells safely in ways that put radiation and chemotherapy to shame. I always knew that this, but this turmeric is the success from the spectacular results being got by it, but people is providing its own publicity and people are finding it word of mouth, never mind in publications. Many natural cures, oh, that's a word you're not allowed to use. Doctors are not allowed to use that word in America. They're not allowed to you can use the word remedy and treatment, but they're not allowed to use the word cure. Isn't that amazing? Because you're going to be treated for life by Big Pharma, that's fine. Many natural cures are valued for their simplicity, but turmeric is surprisingly complex in the way it fights cancer. It uses multiple molecular mechanisms to attack the cancer stem cells, which are responsible for producing the cell tumors. These stem cells resist chemotherapy and radiation, and surgery can sometimes even cause them to spread, which is why they're often behind conventional treatment failures and tumor reoccurrence. Let's update my screen. Okay. Very good. I have a witness here. Gentleman, close to this program, Ken. He's been taking it every day for 6 months. Very good. Well, he should be Superman by now. It's very good. Many natural cures are valued for their simplicity, but turmeric is surprisingly complex in the way it fights cancer. It uses multiple molecular mechanisms to attack the cancer cells. These stem cells resist chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery can sometimes cause them to spread. Okay, but a paragraph there. One aspect of curcumin's curcumin is the same one, actually. I think pretty sure it's the same one. Curcumin's intelligent approach is its ability to down-regulate interleukin 6, I don't know, that is the overexpression of this item has this CYTOK 13 forget how to pronounce that 13 has been linked to inflammation progressing to cancer, and curcumin stops it from being released and stimulating cancer stem cells. It also directly and indirectly down regulates interleukin 1, which plays a vital role in the growth of cancer cells. Okay, this is laboratory language. Okay, another way curcumin can fight cancer is by decreasing the binding CXCRI and CXCR2 modular pathways. Okay, that's again very high tech. Anyway, curcumin leaves healthy cells alone. Curcumin is a very efficient cancer fighter, targeting the most dangerous cells of all, cancer stem cells, without touching any normal cells. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, and we're coming back in to us after the bottom of the hour break, just reading some of the outstanding information on herbalism and natural herbs and the results they're getting, and curcumin as a cancer fighter and an all-round body booster. And they're saying here, we might not yet precisely know how it works, it's magic, but we do know that it can be very effective. Perhaps even more importantly, it's very safe compared to the currently available cancer treatments. Curcumin has been safely used as a cooking spice in many countries, that would be India mainly, for hundreds of years, well, the Chinese as well, and it causes very few of any side effects in trials. Scientists are still trying to determine the best ways to harness curcumin's healing power as a cancer therapy and the amounts needed to safely make a difference. But in the meantime, you can enjoy some of the benefits on a smaller scale by adding this bright yellow spice to your cooking. And they say here, remember to use a bit of black pepper to boost it as well. Okay. But there's three articles in a row here about this. That was Isabel Z, but the different serious science writers on Natural News. Amy Goodman, study suggests spices outperform chemo or radiation for treatment of cancer. It's a similar article. And then, do you know that turmeric is just as effective as 14 pharmaceutical drugs? And they're going through them here. Is saying that maybe you have heard of the success about medical marijuana, how this once demonized plant-based medicine is now curing seizures disorders in children. That is, that CDV oil is stunning, getting rid of virtually all children's seizures. Children are having 120 seizures a day, down to virtually one or two, and helping patients get off multiple pharmaceutical drugs. But did you know that the Indian spice called turmeric is a powerful healing root, just as effective as... the turmeric is a side... It's not the same one exactly. Do you know that turmeric's principal polyphenol, curcumin, combined, could be used in place of statins, steroids, diabetic drugs, chemo, and antidepressants? Whoa. And it goes on to name the... they said because curcumin is fat-soluble, a healthy oil is needed to enhance its bioavailability. Without healthy fat oil, curcumin may pass right through the body and not be absorbed into the small intestine, into the bloodstream. So, okay, must be taken in a soluble, healthy oil. Okay, I was just going to say, and it's written here, cooked coconut oil, olive oil, and avocado are great to consume along with turmeric. But there you are again. There's a turbocharged version of it. Read more breaking news about turmeric at Turmeric News. But here's a short list, to say, of medications that turmeric can replace. Corticosteroids, steroid medications. Even when acute pain is present, turmeric can provide notable pain relief. Wow. As published in their studies, metformin, a diabetes drug. Genes are not the final word in determining health problems. In 2009, researchers found that curcumin activates AMPK, allowing for increased glucose uptake. Curcumin also suppresses glucosinogenic gene expression in hepatoma cells, allowing etc. etc. Okay, but it can replace corticosteroids. It can replace metformin, diabetes drug, and a chemotherapy drug called oxaliplatin, O-X-A-L-I-P-L-A-T-I-N, chemotherapy drug. A 2007 study published by the International Journal on Cancer found that curcumin is just as effective as these horrendous chemotherapy drugs agent and inhibits the proliferation of cell lines, etc., etc., etc. That's number three. Number four, five, and six. It also can be used instead of Prozac. Well, I think anybody who uses fluoxetine or Prozac antidepressants, a study published in 2012 issue of ACTA Pharmaceutica showed how curcumin can reduce depressive behavior in animals. A 2015 study found more promising results in humans with major depressive disorders. Okay, curcumin and piperine combination significantly reduce depression symptoms. Well, that's number four item I come across. Magnesium. We had a list the other day I'll think of it in a minute. Frankincense, and now they're saying this one as well. Curcumin are a big boost for holding back depression. Of course, we cannot use the word cure. No, not allowed. Reversing liver disease. Curcumin possesses such great antitoxins and anti-inflammatory effects, it can reverse liver disease caused by excessive alcohol consumption. In one animal model, a formulation of curcumin reversed all the pathological effects of alcohol consumption. Whoa. Curcumin heals where chemotherapy fails. Again, they're going back onto that one. But that is a key document. And the title of this document in Nature News is, did you know that turmeric is just as effective as 14 pharmaceutical drugs? That's the title in Nature News, so hang on to that. And garlic. Add garlic to that list. Garlic, white onion, and purple onion found to possess hypertensive, anti-diabetic properties, etc., etc., etc. Well, I do try and take garlic. I was taking aspirin because of my weight, but garlic, in ditch aspirin. Garlic is 10 times more effective. It's a miracle herb. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, if advice here from Ken. Yeah, he's all right onto a take it with coconut oil. Our board up was a bit of a hurdle this year as well, it would appear. But no, these I have hundreds of these 2-3 page reports on herbs and their uses. And I have to get full credit again from Natural News, Mike Adams people. I've never come across a source as good as this. And I said, a study has shown that garlic, white onion, and purple onion help protect against type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure, which may be attributed to their strong antioxidant properties. A study which was published in the Journal of Dietary Supplements examined the effect of aqueous extracts of garlic, white onion, purple onion, and key enzymes linked to type 2 diabetes. And hypertension, and they're highlighting bullet points here 2, 4, 6, 7. Garlic, white onion, purple onion are commonly used as ingredients in soups traditional to contain antioxidants, enzymes linked to type 2 diabetes. It's research team also evaluated their antioxidant properties are different. Say, okay, item and okay, those three, garlic, white onion, and purple onions, they are the business, it would appear. But another one, I've been seeing this again and again and again, because I've never got to them because of all the stuff I have to cover. Blueberries are another one, high on the list of miracle herbs. Blueberries are bursting with various antioxidants that reduce the risk of dementia. And I told you about this discovery in Wales, where they found a small little company doing research that galantamine, that is, it's a daffodil extract, G-O-L-A-N, galantamine, M-I-N-E, is a fantastic one at the early onset of Alzheimer's or dementia. It does arrest the progress very totally, and they're getting great, great results with it. The BBC did a program on Countryfile. What they're saying here about blueberries are bursting with various antioxidants that reduce the risk of dementia. Wow. And they can be pricey in the supermarkets, but they're very, very powerful. They said in the U.S. more than 5 million people suffer from Alzheimer's and progressive form of dementia. And as the population ages, then this number is expected to rise even more. According to the Alzheimer's Association, this number could reach up to 15 million by 2050. This disease commonly affects people over the age of 65, causing them to have impaired memory and cognitive function. It usually starts with the patient being forgetful and confused over time. This continues to progress as brain damage also becomes more severe. Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S., with one out of three elderly persons dying due to its complications. Some examples of these complications include the following. Agitation and anxiousness, bladder, bowel problems, dehydration, depression, infections, malnutrition, poor balance of coordination, and sleeping problems. The all thing associated with elderly people living on their own with nobody to look after them. But many people are scared of developing Alzheimer's, not just because of this possible complication, but also because of the high cost associated with the illness, sure. Each year, Alzheimer costs the nation approximately $326 million. I would think it's more than that in America. It's more like that in the UK. It's way more than that. While caregivers spend more time, send more than $5,000 in care for loved ones with this disease. Sure, fortunately, scientists have found a way to prevent Alzheimer's, actually through food such as blueberries. Well, not if the pharmaceutical industry held their way. It says, how do blueberries help with dementia? They're posing the question here. Blueberries are proof that good things do come in small packages. Not only are they extremely delicious, but they are also packed with nutrients that are great for your health. This superfood is famous for its ability to reduce the risk of heart disease and cancer. But aside from these, blueberries have also shown to be beneficial against Alzheimer's. Wow. And they go on to say, studies by researchers from the University of Cincinnati, etc., by Dr. Roger Kerkorian, found that the anthocyanins found in blueberries could be responsible for the fruit's beneficial effects against Alzheimer's. Okay. In the first of studies, researchers gathered 47 adults over the age of 67 years old and who exhibited mild cognitive impairment, a risk factor for Alzheimer's. The patients were given either freeze-dried blueberry powder, equivalent to one cup of fresh blueberries a day. After 16 weeks of treatment, those who received blueberry powder exhibited significant improvements in brain function and cognitive performance. Wow, just on blueberries alone. Okay, outstanding stuff. But, and another one on the same theme, similar brain development study, an imbalance between GABA and glutamate can contribute to behavior issues. Well, GABA is a big booster for a lot of ailments. It was a big part of Deagle's compounds, but both Natural News and the other outstanding herbal site is greenmedinfo.com. They cooperate with each other. They are a fantastic resource. Those two on health matters, naturalnews.com and greenmedinfo, you are very well equipped if you would take their stuff, their email letters and go to the site and read the site and download many, work back through the site and download fantastic information on herbalism. That's absolutely outstanding. And saying losing weight with 16.8, well, that is, what is the intermittent fasting and how it goes to promote weight loss? Well, I believe in that, yeah, you're supposed to fast and pray for your intentions if you're really praying for something worthwhile, but 24, 48, 72 hours. The thought of fasting to lose weight isn't an attractive one. Many diets fail because people deprive themselves, and fasting sounds like ultimate deprivation. However, dismissing the concept of intermittent fasting to shed some unwanted pounds could mean you're missing out on the approach that recent research shows truly yield positive results. Well, they talk about phased or different on-off fasting. If you're already familiar with the concept, you'll know that there are several variations of intermittent fasting. Most involve a set of number of hours per day fasting, followed by a window during which you can eat normally. Others advocate alternative full days of fasting with full days of normal eating. Okay. Well, you'd have to get the chart. But the title of this one on Natural News to get us to read this article is Lose Weight with 16.8. And that will give you the information of the on-off fasting. There's no starvation involved at all. And again, it prevents diabetes, etc., etc. Sure. Well, clean water, clean air, and detoxing were supposedly the first, second, and last principles of getting ready to be better off and get rid of a disorder and an illness, and then take what's needed in terms of herbals. But I said high protein, low calorie, balanced diet found to reduce weight, release toxins, and reduce oxidative stress, etc. We had a thing in Britain here. We have these German supermarkets discounted who are high quality, Lidl and Aldi especially, and they're outstanding. 2 years ago, they were selling smoked salmon at 1p a gram, so 250 grams, 500 grams was fine, but 250 grams or £2.50. It is farm salmon, but it was spectacular. I don't know how they did the price, but they are keeping the price of food down in Britain on a colossal scale. Britain was regarded for many years as Treasure Island in the price of cars, on new cars, and price fixing in a lot of areas. And I worked in the food, drink, tobacco area for nearly 20 years, and agriculture related to it. But Aldi and Lidl are beating the living crap out of the main supermarket groups here. And we have this, I'm talking about this because it's relevant to food here in the UK, this merger between Asda, which is owned by Walmart, and Sainsbury, which is finally, not one MP spoke up about it. The big four would become the big three. And they control about 25-30% of the grocery market each, which is an outrage, an absolute outrage. But that's an argument. And again, it's been blotted out by all this Brexit monopolizing the news every day for 3 years. It's quite shocking. And there's an awful lot of skullduggery. You know this phrase in politics, as a press officer in politics, I know these phrases well. A good day to put out bad news when you're slipping it under a major event like the Christchurch massacre, etc. That's what governments are notorious at doing that. And newspapers are meant to have young junior reporters reading all the press releases from government and spotting these things. But as Deborah Tavares and all the various people we bring on this program will tell you the collusion between the media and government is just shocking. Unbelievable. It's a craven cowardice. And journalists who are researching, there's two great journalists in Ireland, Gemma O'Doherty and John Waters, who both were fired from their jobs for telling the truth, but they're very strong people on the internet now, and they founded an organization exposing corruption, including the likes of them, the Carry On with the Irish Independence, and not going off on a tangent here, and the Irish Times, which are a shadow of their former selves, political correct, new age crap. The Irish Times, which used to be one of the greatest newspapers in the world at one stage, but again, the same syndrome going on there as well. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break today, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Writing a note here. My documents lean on the keyboard on the spacer bar, and it destroys the message system here, just telling Ken, and that's what causes that. But although I have a desk here 7 by 5 foot at 3 a.m. and it's still not enough. Anyway, researchers, here's a good news story to finish with. All this horrendous plastic waste researchers study fungi to turn food waste into a sustainable bioplastic. Well, it's a bit late in the day, isn't it? Just to finish out this story today, in a world in which 9 million people die from hunger each day, Christ, shocking, it's absolutely unacceptable that 40% of all foods are wasted. Well, that's the case in India because of the lack of refrigeration. For that reason alone, in a hot climate like India, the food industry is responsible for creating the high amounts of biodegradable waste, and finding ways to put the waste to good use could have a significant positive effect on the planet. Thankfully, researchers like those at the University of Borås in Sweden are exploring novel ways to reduce food waste and transition it into useful material. The university is considered a national leader in fungi, and researchers have been studying the potential threat forming fungus, thread forming fungus, for many years. In fact, they have an entire team of researchers devoted to finding new ways to solve the problem of food waste. Well, it looks like they've cracked it now. The subject of one thesis of study by Professor Philo, whatever his name is, showcased an interesting approach to using four common types of food waste that are normally discarded from the production of food, like orange juice, wheat starch, pea protein, and potato starch. Grew these types into a filamentous fungus in the waste, which created a protein-rich biomass that can be used and then returned to the food production cycle. There are several potential applications for this type of biomass. For example, a feed made of this type of fungal protein could be given to fish that are then grown for human consumption instead of feeding them other smaller fish, reducing wastage all around and helping the environment. Perhaps one of the most exciting applications of this fungi could be used to create bioplastic that doesn't pollute the environment the way that fish oil-based plastics do. He is working, this professor, on cultivating fungus on a wheat to create bioplastics, when he returns to his native Brazil, he hopes to use the cacti as a source of material. Okay. Anyway, if they could use food waste to create a biodegradable plastic, that would be something. But by God, there's a shocking, shocking, nightmarish problem out there with plastic waste. It's shocking to see it. And the Daily Mail have been covering that quite a lot this last 2 years. I'm stunned that Attenborough, and he's an outstanding man, David Attenborough, has a documentary. He's 92, 93 this year. And he has a new documentary out about wildlife, how he has been crisscrossing the world for 70 years. And only this plastic has been building up over 40, 50 years. And only these last 2 years has it come into the mainstream media. And indeed, his documentaries. I'm stunned that's the case. But as I say, these environmentalists show pushing global warming. Pollution. Clean up pollution. Global warming is not one of them. And the cleaning up pollution, considering robots are taking over a lot of jobs, there is fantastic amount of jobs in every scientific way, labor, equipment, in cleaning up pollution. And I'll have to go out and make the documentary myself, but there is no effort being put into that at all on any serious basis. They're doing litter picks around the UK now on the beaches, and the amount of stuff they collect within 1.5 hour or hour is shocking. And then you have this microplastics, which you can hardly see. It's actually in our food. And what's that doing to us? That is slowly killing us as well. Okay, we're nearly at the end of the program now today, I think. 4:59. It's an hour. I'm on an hour earlier start here because the US went to summertime a week or two ago. We don't go to summertime here until the 28th. But anyway, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.